The Night Trade by Barry Eisler, performed by the author. Livia was warming up on the mats at Seattle Police Headquarters when her lieutenant, Donna Strangeland, came through the swinging doors at the far end of the gym. Alongside Strangeland was a big man in a gray suit, the jacket cut loosely, enough to conceal, say, a holster and a good-sized pistol. A visitor's badge was clipped to one of the man's lapels, but he strode in as confidently as though he owned the building. Fed, Livia thought. For one bad second, she flashed on what she had done to the senator and his men in that Bangkok hotel room. But no, she was just being paranoid. If this had been about the senator, she'd be getting a visit from a platoon of FBI agents and the chief, not a single Fed and the lieutenant. Besides, there was another possibility. A few weeks earlier, Strangeland had mentioned something about a Homeland Security Joint Anti-Trafficking Task Force. Maybe that was what this was about. Strangeland and the visitor walked past the group of men lifting weights in one corner and the two-on-two basketball game in the other, then stopped in the center of the cavernous space. Livia could see them conferring, but over the clank of the weightlifters' barbells and the squeak of the basketball players' sneakers and the reverberating dribble of their ball, she couldn't hear any of the conversation. Then Strangeland caught Livia's eye and motioned for her to come over. Whatever this guy was here for, it seemed they weren't supposed to discuss it in front of the class Livia was teaching. Livia nodded in acknowledgement and glanced at the six women cops limbering up around her. "Start from the guard," she said. "You know the drill. Protect the weapon and control the distance. Escape and create more distance. Draw and 360. I'll be back in a minute." She walked over to Strangeland and the man. He was black and completely bald, with a big pair of eyeglasses in green plastic frames. Mid-40s, maybe 6'2 and 220. She wondered if he'd played football in his younger days. He had the build for it, though it looked as though what had once been just muscle was now covered with a layer of fat. Maybe more time at a desk than in the field. He smiled as Livia approached, an exceptionally sunny smile she sensed he used to lull people. "Sorry to interrupt," Strangeland said in her trademark Brooklyn transplant accent, raising her voice over the sounds of the bouncing basketball and the music the weightlifters were playing. "Livia, this is Special Agent Little, Homeland Security Investigations." Livia looked at him but said nothing. If he was expecting her to go first, he'd be waiting a long time. She'd known even before becoming a cop that people gave away a lot more talking than they did listening.